This is Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.
You're listening to Vectis Radio. It's Macca and Prickles here, and we've just been joined by John from Whisk. Not sure what Whisk is all about, but we're going to find out. But John, what's your surname?
My surname is Elford.
Oh, you told me outside. John Elford. Yeah. Okay, no relation to that bloke that used to be on London's Burning all those years ago?
No,
different guy. Yeah. And so, what is Whisk all about?
Okay, well, we're a new company on the island, and we're a company of two halves. On the island, we're involved in health and social care training, health and safety training, conflict resolution and personal safety. And within the rest of the UK, we're involved in drug and alcohol treatment services.
Wow, sounds really important. Sounds vital as well. So how come this has only just been set up in the last 12 months then?
Up until a year and a half ago, I was a registered manager of a care home for people with long-term mental health issues. And so that took up a lot of time. But as the training side of it and the addiction work that I was involved in became more and more, I suppose, important and took more of my time up, I left that job in order to set up my own company. So I took a gamble to see if it would work, yeah. And I got an office on July the 11th, and so we're just starting to build the company now.
Wow. And I would imagine it's quite rewarding, isn't it?
Yeah, there's all sorts of rewards. I mean, the addiction side of things I've been doing for quite a while now. And I've just come back from a month in Africa. Last year I was in Washington at a special addiction rally to support recovery services. Next week I'm going up to Middlesbrough to set up a rehab and treatment centre with the six-month programme that I wrote.
Right.
So, yes, it's, you know, wow. To see people go through those programmes and come out the other side free of their addiction is pretty fantastic.
Is the main addictions drug and alcohol, or are there others that we don't necessarily sort of take notice of?
Well, I mean, mostly people deal with drug and alcohol addictions is the work I'm involved with. But, of course, there is multiple addictions. There's all sorts of services set up to help with all sorts of things.
How do we, just say for instance, if we wake up one day and realise that we need some help, how do we get that help?
On the island, you want to go to IRIS. You can reach out to local services, go and see your GP, talk to professionals. There's mutual aid services, there's Alcoholics Anonymous on the Isle of Wight, there's Drugs Anonymous, and all of those, you can find those things online and via the internet, that sort of thing, but reach out for help.
Okay, so you just type that into Google if you feel like you need some help. I mean, what about those people that don't have internet? I mean, how do they, where do they go? Where do they just, take the internet out of the situation. Where do these people go? Who do they go and see?
Yeah, go and see your GP. Go and see the local drug and alcohol services people, and they'll signpost you to wherever's most appropriate for you.
Because I must admit, we do go around with our eyes closed. Somebody came in a little while ago, and they were talking about homes and things. And they said, I said to them, how many homes do you reckon there are in Newport? And they said about 10. And I'm walking around, and I'm trying to find them, and I'm thinking we don't know where they are, and yet so there's all these homes in and around right on our doorstep, and we take no notice of them, and yet there are a number of people out there that need support and have issues, yep. And so on. I mean, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, but I think we're sort of in denial about the amount of people that need help. With the government, the funding that's disappearing and all of that sort of thing. You know, we're very ignorant of how much work goes on in the communities with people that need support.
Okay, well, we know, locally there's been some massive cutbacks because of the national cutbacks as well. How much has that hit yet? Has that hit the Isle of Wight? I'm guessing it has. And if so, how long has it, when did it hit first?
Well, I mean, I'm not greatly involved with the services on the island at that sort of depth, but I do know that care homes, with the minimum wage coming in and the amount of training that they're required to have by government and by local government, and the lack of funding going into health and social care, is going to be problematic more and more increasingly. And services are starting to shrink. We're seeing people supported less and less.
So, I mean, how I think about you guys, and how would you do things differently if you had the chance? Because you obviously see the problems on a daily basis, and you think, right, okay, if we had this support, if we had that, or if we did this a different way, we could make this better. Would you change? Do we need to change the system that's in place?
I mean, for me, that goes back to a long way when we started to reduce the amount of nurse training around the country. And so, you know, we used to have a school of nursing on the island, and then that's now moved to Southampton. Portsmouth School of Nursing shut. And so, you know, my solution for, even though I have very limited knowledge, is let's get back to some of the really good training that we used to have all over the place, because we got health and social care staff shortages and very, very little serious training for people. It's all done in-house. And the people are doing a lot of good training, but there's just nationally it's declining and dwindling. And
yeah. Okay. Do you agree? Nurse Alison. Meet Nurse Alison. I'm sure you agree with everything you just said.
I do, absolutely. And a lot of the care homes and nursing homes, a lot of their teaching is by watching CDs, which isn't, you know...
Watching CDs?
Yeah, watching CDs, which isn't ideal. It's not anything like the same as, you know, you get a questionnaire sheet at the end of it, and you're kind of just left to watch the watch the DVDs. It's crazy.
Come on, John, why are you grinning?
Why I'm grinning? This online training, people are using it more and more and more, and I've done some of it, and it's very easy to blag that you've actually learned something.
Because you haven't actually learned anything until you're put in that position, and you know what you're doing, and your health and safety training or whatever you've been taught actually kicks in.
Yeah.
You don't recall a DVD, do you, when you're in the thick of things?
Not particularly, no. And that's why we do face-to-face training. We do, you know, we do sort of 10 people in a session, and we do real classroom stuff with an assessment at the end and everything. So...
Okay, yeah. Brilliant. How can we find out more details about what you guys do? And how can people help? How can they assess? And if they indeed need help, how can they get hold of you? What's the best way?
On the island, our telephone number is 717177. And I've got two websites. One is whisk101.co.uk.
Okay, that's WISC.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other one is getintorecovery.com. And one deals with house and social care training, and the other one deals with stuff around addiction. Yeah. You mentioned earlier, you said, have I done anything like this? And I said, I've just done some podcasting, and I've just released some podcasts that you can find via the Get Into Recovery site. We did interviews at something called the UK Recovery Walk, which was in Liverpool this year. There was about 6,000 people there. I interviewed some specialists, a professor and a couple of doctors that are specialists in addiction, so you can find that there. And yeah, there's some quite interesting stuff.
Do you know, every day we meet different people, and it's nice to know that there are people out there like yourself that are looking after people that need assistance, need help. And I would imagine with, you know, this is going to sound like a throwaway comment, it's, you know, with the government being as bad as they are, here we go again, we're having a go at the government, or with life being as tough as it can be, you know, more and more people sadly turn to drink. And, you know, to numb the pain, whatever. And, you know, there is some assistance there. I mean, you know, there's some advice, there's some assistance there that you can get. So, you know, we've got to use more people like yourself. I mean, we've got to make you aware that that we can go to you. There's no shame in it, because we're all going to slip up at some point. We're all probably going to drink too much and maybe want to dabble and stuff. And the next minute, you know, you're hooked on something, and then you're going to need some assistance. And that's where you come in. How many other people like yourself on the island are there to help us?
There's all sorts of services. There's various things going on, depending on what your addiction is, what level of help you need. A lot of people don't realise that alcohol is the really dangerous one to withdraw from. And so if you're drinking lots and lots of booze, you're not recommended to stop, because it's very dangerous. So you'll need medical support, and there's those things on the island. Yeah, there's lots of things around.
Okay, I never knew that. You got to ease yourself off gently. Don't stop straight away because you could damage yourself.
Yeah, if you're drinking consistently heavily every day, then right. You need medical support if you're going to change that habit. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Look, it's been fascinating. We've run out of time, but would you come back and do like a longer session with us? Because I'm sure there's lots of things that we could highlight.
John already asked me if I would come back and do a longer session. So right. Yeah, certainly.
Okay. Well, he's out there now. He was late, and I do apologise for that.
Thanks.
Yeah, mark him late in register. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, John, for coming in. www.vectisradio.com